Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, we're continuing to track the risk of lightning. At this hour, we'll time out the changes.
Plus, scary projections, rising numbers we haven't seen since the beginning of the year.
We could see as many as 200,000 cases a day, four times our current rate.
We are live with a local expert discussing the rising cases as the Delta variant takes hold.
And clearing up confusion, who's now required to get vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID testing? We're live. Plus,
when I started to move away from him, he came behind me, pushed me hard.
A former senator attacked in broad daylight all over a cell phone. And later, the Dixie Fire, now burning nearly 200,000 acres, the worsening conditions as the fire spreads and fast. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Lynn Keese.
I'm Gianna Franco, and we begin with that risk of lightning. Looking live in the East Bay, one of the spots expected to see some form of dry lightning and possibly rain this morning. Dry conditions plus lightning could create for a dangerous situation.
Let's get right over to Darren Peck for an update on the storm risk this morning.
Before I show you how active it is right now in high-def Doppler, I'm happy to say it is a low threat here at home, guys, for us to see any of the lightning. But look over my shoulder. There's a lot of it off the coast, but that's about 100 to 200 miles off of the far northwest coast. There's another band of rain off of Monterey County that I'm going to track with you on Futurecast coming up in a bit, and we'll see how likely that is. But here's what's going on now. It's just high clouds. That's 880. That's the view looking over much of the East Bay right now. That's a higher view of it from the top of the Salesforce Tower. That's an important sign. We can actually see things from the top of the Salesforce Tower. We're not socked in with the marine layer this morning, although it is foggy at the Golden Gate. Temperatures out there in the low 60s now, and if we look at the daytime highs, a warm-up today, mid-90s. Once we get past, for the inland locations, it'll be mid-90s, that is. It'll be upper 70s in the Bay. Once we get past about 2 o'clock today, we're out of this mild threat, but much more on that coming up in a bit. Gianna, over to you now.
All right, let's take a look at the roadways right now. A couple things to look out for this morning. We have first reports of a crash at westbound 84 Dumbarton Bridge. That right lane still blocked and traffic is busy as you get onto the bridge itself. Right at midspan is where it is. Use the San Mateo Bridge instead as an alternate. That's looking a lot better. Check out these brake lights, though. Look at all that red popping up on our sensors for that ride along the peninsula. This is due to late running road work causing all these brake lights. At least three left lanes are blocked northbound 101 from Broadway to Mill. Traffic is stacked up out of San Mateo through Burlingame. So 280 looking a lot better for that commute. If you're headed northbound, say out of San Jose, definitely better than that ride along 101.
If our trajectory is similar to that in the United Kingdom, that we could see as many as 200,000 cases a day, four times our current rate, within another 4 to 6 weeks.
You heard it right there. The former CDC director saying the U.S. is on track to see upwards of 200,000 new COVID-19 cases every day in just a few weeks.
Yeah, we haven't seen numbers like that since January. Right now, we're averaging more than 50,000 new cases a day. That's up more than 60% over last week's seven-day average.
Nearly 44% of counties have what the CDC considers to be high COVID-19 transmission. That means 100 or more cases per 100,000 people, or at least a 10% positivity rate in the past 7 days. Included on the list, Alameda, Contra Costa, and Solano counties. California will require state employees and all healthcare workers to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or get tested weekly.
This comes as state leaders aim to slow rising coronavirus infections, mostly among the unvaccinated. KPIX5's Justin Andrews is live in San Francisco this morning. And Justin, there's also a new city requirement.
Yeah, San Francisco will require all new employees to be vaccinated before they walk into City Hall and start their new job. This kicks off on Wednesday and is the first city or county in the state, maybe even the country, to require all city workers to be vaccinated. All new hires must get the shot unless they can show a medical or religious exemption. No city employee will be able to substitute a negative COVID test for proof of vaccination. Less than 24 hours ago, Governor Gavin Newsom made an announcement that the healthcare workers and state employees will now be required to get vaccinated or get tested weekly if they cannot verify vaccination. This takes effect August 2nd for state workers and August 9th for healthcare settings, including outpatient and long-term care facilities.
It's a choice to live with this virus. And with all due respect, You don't have a choice to go out and drink and drive and put everybody else's lives at risk. That's the equivalent of this moment with the deadliness and efficiency of the Delta virus. You're putting other people's, innocent people's lives at risk.
Now, the whole idea behind this is to get more people vaccinated. City and state leaders say if more people are vaccinated, this Delta variant will hopefully stop spreading. We're live at City Hall in San Francisco. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And coming up later in the show, we're live with a local expert from UCSF. We'll ask him if he thinks more local municipalities will follow the mayor and governor's lead. Starting Thursday, people in San Francisco will have to show an ID and vaccine card if they want to drink inside a majority of the city's bars. That's the word from the San Francisco Bar Alliance that represents more than 300 bars. Customers can also show a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours.
We really just looked at the data and said this is the best way to protect our staff and their families. I don't care what Joe Rogan says. The data does not lie. And we're looking right at it. An unvaccinated person is much more likely to contract and spread the Delta variant than a vaccinated person.
Customers who can't provide either will still be served outdoors.
Moderna is expanding its vaccine trial for younger children. The original trial was scheduled for nearly 6,800 kids from 6 months old to 12. It's unclear how much bigger the trial could become. The drug maker says it plans to ask for emergency authorization before the end of 2021 or early 2022. The FDA has requested that both Moderna and Pfizer expand their vaccine trial for kids 5 to 11. This as a precautionary measure to gather more information about rare side effects, including heart inflammation that turned up in vaccinated people under the age of 30. Well, this morning, the Monterey City Fire Department and the Unified School District are hosting vaccination clinics for students 12 and older. This will be at Monterey High School on Herman Drive. The vaccination event runs through Thursday. New this morning, a record number of COVID cases in Tokyo a few days after the Summer Olympics began. The Japanese capital is reporting more than 2,800 new cases for today. That brings the city's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began. And we've just learned Olympic champion Simone Biles is out of the gymnastics team finals. USA Gymnastics just confirmed the news. They did not provide a reason, but we are hearing it's due to an apparent injury. And with Biles out, the American team fell to the Russians. The ROC won the team title.
To Oakland, an armed robbery under investigation this morning after former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer was robbed and assaulted. It happened in the middle of the day yesterday on 3rd and Harrison near Jack London Square. Boxer was out talking on her brand new iPhone. The 80-year-old says two teenagers followed her and one attacked her.
When I started to move away from him, he came behind me, pushed me hard, and then before I could follow him, it's like he grabbed my phone in the front. So,
did you hit the ground?
I did not hit the ground. And I said to them after this, I said, why would you do this to a grandma?
Boxer added she was shaken up, but otherwise unhurt. She was able to walk to a nearby Verizon store to call for help and wait for police. A spokesperson for Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf said this yesterday, quote, the mayor was deeply troubled to learn of the assault and robbery of Senator Boxer. She spoke with the senator's family to extend her well wishes for a speedy recovery and was relieved to learn she was not seriously injured.
A live look now at San Francisco City Hall, where later today, city leaders are set to speak on historic city budget investments. Today's event comes ahead of a final vote on items including more police, factored into the two-year $26 billion budget. Big chunks earmarked for pandemic recovery, housing, early education, and public safety. Taking a live look at Oakland now, where local lawmakers say they will open a city hall office in East Oakland if they get the votes to do this. This idea is to improve access to city services for thousands of people who cannot make it downtown. Yesterday, council members directed the city administrator to look into the possibility.